Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has strongly condemned the incident of racial abuse faced by three young girls from Arunachal residing in Malviya Nagar, South Delhi recently. He said such behavior is absolutely unacceptable and has no place in society. He further informed after learning about the matter, he spoke with the Commissioner of Police, Delhi Police, and sought swift and strict action. The CM shared that the accused are currently absconding and he has been assured that they will be apprehended at the earliest and dealt with as per law. We stand firmly with the affected girls and their safety, dignity and justice remain our highest priority, CM Khandu said. Meanwhile, the Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women also vehemently condemned the alleged racial harassment and verbal abuse faced by the three girls. APSCW appreciated that an FIR has reportedly been registered under relevant provisions of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. However, the commission urged the concerned authorities to ensure a fair, impartial and time-bound investigation so that justice is delivered without delay. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamangdo Gole also condemned the incident. Manipuri film Boong has made history by becoming the first Indian film to win in the Best Children's and Family Film category at the BAFTA 2026. The film was the only Indian nominee at the BAFTAs this year. The announcement was made by the official BAFTA page. Boong competed with Arco, Lilo and Stitch and Zootopia 2. It is written and directed by Lakshmi Priya Devi and produced by Farhan Akhtar and Ritesh Sidwani's Excel Entertainment. The film stars Gujun Kibjen and Bala Hijam. Boong follows a young boy's journey in search of his absent father, who he wants to bring to surprise his mother. The Supreme Court has permitted the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court to deploy civil judges and requisition judicial officers from neighboring Jharkhand and Orissa to deal with 80 lakh claims and objections under the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench headed by Chief Justice Surya Kant took note of a letter from the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice stating that 250 district judges engaged in the exercise would require around 80 days to complete the verification process. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar has emphasized on pure electoral rolls in the country, saying that it is bedrock of any democracy. Mr. Kumar said this while addressing the National Roundtable Conference of Election Commission of India and State Election Commissioners at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The primary objective of the conference is to foster synergies in the functioning of the Election Commission and State Election Commissioners with respect to electoral processes and logistics within their legal frameworks. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today inaugurated the Tourism Leadership Summit 2026 organized by the U.S.-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New Delhi. Mr. Radhakrishnan said, tourism is more than an industry, it is a bridge between cultures and a driver of economic opportunities. He said, tourism is a powerful instrument for soft diplomacy and a key pillar of the India-US economic corridor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. Prime Minister is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. Later, a series of programs will be held in Jerusalem. The country's economy is estimated to have grown by 8.1% in the third quarter of the current financial year. This has been stated in a research report released today by the State Bank of India. The government's asset monetization initiative under the National Monetization Pipeline 2.0 is expected to increase the country's GDP by 40 lakh crore rupees over the next 5 to 10 years. Niti Aayog's report has highlighted that asset monetization is expected to play a key role in boosting infrastructure investment and supporting economic growth by unlocking value from existing public assets and reinvesting the proceeds into new infrastructure projects. India women's cricket began the ODI series against Australia with a 6-wicket defeat at the Allan Border Field in Brisbane today. Batting first, India tottered their way to 214 all out in 48.3 overs. Half centuries from Beth Timone and captain Elisa Healy meant the host reached the target in just 38.2 overs. The second assignment of the three-match series will be played on February 27 in Hobart. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.